It's an 8-7 lead for St. Elizabeth as they take the field in this top of the sixth. La Plata looking to get the run back that they allowed in the bottom of the fifth inning. And they'll have to do it with the bottom of their order starting things off. Taylor Wheeler, an unconventional eight-hole hitter. Travis Clay and then Cole Wheeler in the top for the Bulldogs. Seven runs on five hits and four errors for La Plata. Eight runs on 10 hits and three errors for the St. Elizabeth Hornets. The game that's going to take us right past 9 o'clock, it seems, tonight. Maybe well on into the night if we go to extras. We shall see. 12, Taylor Wheeler. Struck out looking to end the first. A ground out in the fourth, and a first pitch skips in from Caleb Heckemeyer. The senior still on the mound for St. Elizabeth. 1-0 pitch to Wheeler. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. Steve Carvajal looks on from third base, and in the state record books, he's at the top in one area as Wheeler grounds one to third base, and once again, Blake Clayton fields and fires onto first in plenty of time. Last time was a great backhand stop by Clayton and a throw onto first to get Wheeler, who would have normally beaten it out, but with that still injured right hamstring, he's not going to be able to dash one out on an infield hit. So he's the first out of this inning, and Travis Clay comes up. Steve Carvajal still active this season. They've got him down his 15 years of service coming into this year with many different teams as a first pitch strike is served to Travis Clay. Best winning percentage out of all coaches in the state all time as an 0-1 delivery is swung on and missed. A nice curveball that time from Caleb Heckemeyer. Quickly in an 0-2 hole is the shortstop second baseman Travis Clay. Carvajal with a record into entering the season of 183-50 as this next one is off the outside corner on a fastball. Ryan Lathan tried to frame it for strike three. Instead, one ball and two strikes. Tallulah, Louisiana, then halfway in Missouri, North Shelby, and now here at La Plata for Steve Carvajal's head coaching stints as a 1-2 is fired high, two balls and two strikes. So that's 183-50, a win percentage of 785. Just underneath him, Mitch Wood. Head coach of Oran, who coached until 08. And there's a swing and a miss on a fastball in the outside corner, strike three. Clay is now 0 for 3 with three strikeouts. It's the sixth of the game for Caleb Heckemeyer and the Hornets. Two are out, nobody's on for La Plata. Trailing by a run in this top of the sixth of a state semifinal, but Cole Wheeler in the top of the order is at the dish. Cole's had a great night. Defense has had nothing to do with him because he's sprayed three base hits, scored two runs, single, double, single. And he's stolen a couple of bases, too. The spark plug at the top. The first pitch to him is a fastball underneath the knees for ball one. So if you add in 19-2 this year, it ups the winning percentage for Steve Carvajal to, what is that? 202-52. So 200 wins for Steve this year. In fact, in the state playoffs, good for him. As this next one is served low on a curveball that missed everybody. Ryan Lathan couldn't block it. Two balls and no strikes. Base is clear with two away. David Christman, a strong swinger, waiting on deck. The fans clap and get ready for this two-ball pitch. And that one is on the outside corner on a fastball. Strike one. See plenty of La Plata players in the state record book as well. Probably too many to name. It might run down a couple if time gets long as a 2-1 pitch is off the fist, and that one's dumped on a Texas leaguer in the right field. About 10 feet in front of the charging right fielder, Scherf. Two-out hit for Cole Wheeler. He's 4-for-4 today. How about that? He's going to look to steal second base once again here and set the table for David Christman. Christman walked and scored in the first. Fouled out in the second. Reached on an error and scored on a wild pitch in the fifth. Bats from the right-hand side of the batter's box against the right-handed throwing, Caleb Heckemeyer. From the stretch again, Hackemeyer's first pitch is a fastball right down the middle. Throw down to second base on the stolen attempt, and it's not in time. That throw was just a bit short, and the hook slide around the tag that time from Cole Wheeler could be a big play. Third stolen base of the game for Wheeler, who's doing it all at the top. And Crispin with a base hit knocks him in and ties it. David Waits. Wheeler with a good lead at second. And this next pitch is a fastball on the outer half. Check that. One ball and one strike as the first pitch was called inside. by Leon Watson behind the dish. Hackemeyer still from the stretch, laboring in this game. Comes to a set at the belt. A 1-1. Curveball misses high, slipped from his hand. Two balls and one strike. Christian Bunch would love to get a chance. The senior catcher waits with his shin guards on deck. A little plate of fans and their dugout all at attention down the third baseline as Hackemeyer just steps off the mound and looks back to second base with no harm done. Outfield shades just a little bit to left for the pull hitting Chrisman. A 2-1 pitch to him is right here. Fouled off the end of the bat and out of play. Evens the count at two balls and two strikes. It's a big chance here. The plate has four outs to work with to get a run or more. No time like the present with a runner on second. They trail 8-7 to St. Elizabeth. Hackemeyer set. Chrisman waiting. A 2-2. Fastball skied high into left center field. Who's going to get it? Holtmeyer and Helton come together. Center fielder Helton called off by Holtmeyer, who makes the catch 20 feet in front of the wall. Chrisman tried his best, but he flied out to left, stranding a runner at second, and no score for La Plata after one hit in the sixth inning. We go to the bottom half. St. Elizabeth leads by a run over La Plata. This is a Class 1 state semifinal ball game from Springfield on the count.